Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So not sure if you guys have checked your calendars, but Mother's Day is this Sunday. I know. My kids have no idea. Most people have no idea that Mother's Day is this Sunday. If it wasn't for an occasional commercial or somebody going into a store and seeing flowers, I got to be honest, I don't know when a holiday is coming until I walk into a grocery store or I go into a store or I see some sort of, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then what I'll do is I won't tell that loved one that it was Father's Day or their birthday or something or whatever, and I forgot. I'll, like, quickly make reservations or whatever and go, okay, oh, you know what? Do you know that Mother's Day is coming up? I have brunch reservations. Oh, look at you. You're so thoughtful. Oh, well. We celebrate Mother's Day so wrong. You guys, I can't believe how nobody gets their mother. I mean, after, I don't know how many years old you are, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, do you really get your mom? I don't think you do because you guys all celebrate Mother's Day wrong. And you say, I don't, Dahlia, because my mom always appreciates it. And she always smiles. And she, you know, commends me. Well, because that's what moms do. Every time you made your mom something ugly in ceramics class, or you gave her an ashtray when she never smoked, what did we do? Oh, it's lovely. It's just what I wanted. Oh, my baby. I mean, we're the biggest fakers, we moms. So when you do a crappy Mother's Day celebration, we're going to fake it too. My kids right now aren't even thinking about Mother's Day. One's graduating college. The other one is who knows what he's doing. Right? And then they're going to come up with something last minute. They're going to think it's something I want. And I'm going to be like, oh, my God, my babies, I love you so much for it. And, you know, honestly, we moms, this is our fault. I think we need to really tell them what we want. Remember from Father's Day, I told you guys that everything a dad wants is to be left alone and have a date where he can take a nap. He'll be able to watch porn, do what he wants. But instead, we make him do a barbecue. We make him clean out the backyard so that when the heat comes and all the family's over, he has a barbecue ready for everybody coming over that he doesn't even want over. Well, the same thing with Mother's Day. What do you guys do? Okay, well, we make a dinner. We make like a brunch reservation, or we go out for dinner, or we get the family together. Don't you think mom for Mother's Day wants to sleep in? Wants a break? If family's coming over, now she's got to cook and clean and prepare. If we're going out, now I got to put on makeup. I got to find Spanx. I mean, it's a lot of work. Well, you know what I would do for my mom? I'd get her flowers. Well, flowers is work. Somebody comes in and they give you flowers. What do you have to do? Well, one is you got to cut the stems, and then you got to take, there's like a rubber band on it, and then there's some plastic, and you got to find a vase. And somebody goes, you have a vase? And you're like, it's not called a vase. It's a vase. No, it's a vase. Where's your vases? And then you got to, like, pretend you have a vase when you don't. I stick it in a tumbler, right? Then you put water in it just for them to die. The flowers don't work. Yeah, and then you guys call us mom. We don't want to be called mom. We're mommy. I mean, we were the light of your eyes. We were goddesses to you guys. Oh, mom, we got to take her to dinner. We got to take her to lunch. We got to do this. And then when the day is over, everybody's like, whew. And then what do they go back? They either go back and ignore you, or I need this, or, oh, no, mom's coming over. I mean, what do moms really want? Well, one is they don't want just one day for you to try to be nice and try to make us relevant, you know, when every day we want to be loved. I mean, my Mother's Day present is to treat me like the way I want to be treated all year long. And if I said that to my kids, they'd be like, like, no. Don't you want an ashtray? No, I don't smoke. You don't get me. You know what? Mom likes body spray. Mom's always looking for body spray because she wants to smell good. Let's get her something. Don't be getting me something. That means I stink, right? No. You know what? Mom likes to cook. I don't like, well, I mean, I guess I do like to cook, but don't give me something for cooking. Make us feel like you need us. If you really want to know what moms need, what makes us tick, is your need of us in your lives. We don't need flowers. We don't need a new bra. I mean, yeah, because my husband gets me something. He's like, yeah, you need something that... No. We need to know that we are the glue that keeps that family together. That we are the white, yummy stuff in the Oreo cookie. We need to know that you guys do need us every day. See, the reason why we call you is because we want to remind you guys that we're here. We gave you life. You were in our uterus. I tell my kids, you came out of the vagina. I breastfed you guys. You needed me then. All of a sudden, they don't need you anymore. Like, see you, and I say, Mom. Or they want to call you by your first name. Hey, doll, what's up? Sup? I'm like, I'm your mommy. You know, don't you need or love your mommy? Yeah, I love you, Mom. Like, get away. And that's what everybody does. And all of a sudden, you see all this fake, you know, caring on a Mother's Day. Like, oh, yeah, we're hanging out with our mom and we're pretending to enjoy it. I know you guys don't enjoy hanging out with your mom. Nobody likes Mother's Day brunch. I don't even like Mother's Day brunch. You know, I mean, maybe I like a mimosa. Yeah, give me some alcohol. But, you know, what we need is, and this is what you should do, is give your mommy a role in your life, whether it's helping with the grandkids, whether it's being there for advice, whether it's, and don't fake it, okay? You do need your mom, but at some point we start to become not very relevant because you got, you know, a flame or you got somebody else in your life or you're older now or you got other things going on, and we moms just want to know that you think about us. So, you know, text us and go, I'm thinking about you, Mom. I love you. And, you know, thank you for being there for me. And that's the best present. Oh, look, I get out teary eyed. D1877.Dolly. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So Amber Heard is now taking the stand in the Johnny Depp trial, and this is going to be a very, and this trial has been going on for weeks, and Johnny Depp's witness testimony or his testimony was pretty entertaining, very vulgar, very, there was a lot of text and videos or not, no, videos and audio. So if you do watch the trial, you know, make sure you don't do it where, you know, somebody could hear. Now at work, if there's a dirty word that anybody hears, that could put you up for assault or harassment. But Amber Heard is now expected to take the witness, and she's already there. And she is defending herself against the defamation suit filed by her former husband after Johnny Depp, who accused her of falsely alleging that he abused her. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million in damages over a 2018 essay she wrote for the Washington Post, in which she said she had become the public figure represented domestic abuse. Even though she never mentioned Depp by name, His attorney said it indirectly refers to allegations she made against him during their 2016 divorce. Heard is then countersuing Depp for $100 million in damages. So this trial is being held in Fairfax County, Virginia. It's in its fourth week. She is now, you know, talking to the jury. And it's fascinating because you have two actors, very well talented ones. I forgot she was in Pineapple Express. She just said, Pineapple said she played the one, remember there was a blonde teenager that was dating Seth Rogen in Pineapple Express? That was her. So she's been in a lot of roles, but they were smaller roles. And she's right now talking about, you know, her, time with Johnny Depp. This has got to be very difficult for both of them. It's very difficult for us to listen to. I still don't understand why it's public, unless, you know, it's an opportunity for them to gain attention, gain relevance. It's just, I mean, some of these things are pretty embarrassing, you know, for both of them. You know, she said that this has been the most painful and difficult thing she's ever had to go through. This is horrible for me to sit here for weeks and relive everything, hear people that I knew, some well, some not, my ex-husband with whom I share my life, speak about our lives in the way that they have. And it's a very fascinating case to many as you're looking at concepts of domestic abuse, allegations of abuse that might not have happened, domestic abuse that could have happened, drugs, alcohol, a failed marriage. And so people watch this, you know, because one is it's people they know, it's people they recognize. I mean, who could not love Johnny Depp and his performances? And, you know, we've watched Johnny Depp for decades. But then on the flip side, you go, you guys are two very wealthy people. I mean, oh, my God, didn't Amber Heard get to kiss Jason Momoa? I mean, an Aquaman? I mean, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you guys have such a blessed life that, you know, but it's not a blessed life. They've gone through hell, both of them. And when you see and you're like, gosh, how did that marriage even last the 2.5 years it did? Although this trial seems to be longer than, I think, their marriage. I mean, it just goes on and on. But, you know, sadly, we are hearing some, you know, very descriptive stuff. It's got to be very embarrassing for both of them, very humbling. And, by the way, I think Amber Heard needs her thyroid checked. I see a mass on her thyroid. And so I hope she does get her thyroid checked because that is really kind of sticking out at me. And, you know, if anybody is a part of her team, if they could talk to her about that. But I guess the hardest part about all of this is you're watching all this drama go on and we have bigger fish to fry. You know, and I understand in their world this was horrible and they're going, you know, they're dragging each other in the dirt and, you know, I mean, you know, did somebody defame somebody when, you know, that didn't happen? Did somebody, you know, defame or hurt each other? But, you know, if I was in Ukraine right now, or if I was in Europe with the, you know, instability that and the chaos that is, you know, coming and ensuing, I'd be looking at America going, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, same thing with Biden has... You know, he has been caught on tape, you know, talking about how, you know, a woman and her being able to abort a child and things like that. I think this is another, you know, we are about to go into a civil war over a overturn of Roe v. Wade. And, you know, countries are looking at us going, you guys, do you realize what we're about to go into over here? Biden had warned after the Roe v. Wade draft got leaked and was circulating. And, you know, somebody in the Supreme Court was probably acting like they were being such a hero, going, you know what, I'm going to leak this so now we could get all this controversy and we can hopefully sway the judges to do what's politically right. That's the judges aren't supposed to be politically swung, politically motivated. You know, sadly, it appears they do seem to vote oftentimes with a political party who nominated them. But, you know, many people don't even understand what Roe v. Wade is. You know, if Roe v. Wade does get overturned, the Supreme Court, Justice Alito, had said states have a right to allow abortion. They have a right to not allow abortion. It's up to the states, not up to the feds. And you have a lot of people who look at the Constitution. Now all of a sudden, everybody's a constitutionalist. You know, and they're like, you know, and I mean, I'm not a constitutionalist in terms of knowing the Constitution that well. You know, I support our Constitution, and I think our forefathers who created it had an amazing amount of foresight in terms of the Electoral College. You know, we don't want just the bigger states to have all the control. So that's why we have the Electoral College. So a state like Iowa, a state like Oklahoma, a state like Alabama could have a voice. I think that's brilliant. Roe v. Wade was the feds get involved to allow abortion anywhere in the United States. An overturn means states could choose. And the reason why this is coming up is you have many people going, look, I don't want to be paying for abortions. How do I, you know, get out of that? So if it's overturned, it's going to be state-specific. Half the states are going to probably, I mean, most states are still going to allow abortion for rape, incest, loss of life of a child. But in terms of allowing abortions in a second trimester or third trimester versus, you know, not allowing it. You know, doctors are torn. You know, is it illegal for me to perform one? Is it not illegal? Am I going to be forced? There was some discussion of how if a doctor was going to be on a socialized system that later comes up, that doctors can't turn down abortion care. You can't force a doctor to perform an abortion if they don't want to. You know, but then, you know, if people want access, you know, how is that access simplified for them? So President Joe Biden is now calling people the MAGA crowd. Trump keeps being brought back up, and he's going to be brought up a lot more as we get closer to midterms and as we get closer to the next election. But he warned that the GOP could ban LGBT children from classrooms. What? I don't understand that. I support gay rights. I could be reading the law wrong, but I don't think anything in the law prevents a child who's LGBTQ from going to classroom. He also discussed that there could be a reverse of the 1965 Griswold versus Connecticut case that struck down a state law banning the use of contraceptives by married couples. I don't understand all this rhetoric. I don't get it. And the problem we have right now is a misconstruing. I think the average person doesn't understand what's in any of these bills, just like the Florida law, the Don't Say Gay bill. Okay, as I said, and I'm a proponent of gay rights. There was nothing in that law that said you can't use the term gay. It said they didn't want sex ed taught to children under the third grade, 8 years old, which I think most parents agree. But nobody said you couldn't talk about LGBTQ when it's during sex ed. But they call it the Don't Say Gay bill, which means that's odd. And it's also odd for us to expect a young child to know who they want to sexually be with. Or if they want to have, you know, their penis or vagina later and undergo, you know, fertility, you know, choices now that'll affect them when they're adults. And so I think, you know, we as an American, you know, public are smarter than this. And I think, you know, we should have discourse that shows that there's two sides to every argument and there's things that can be done productively and not on false claims of laws. 1-877-DELI.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An interest rate hike is expected to be announced by the Fed Reserve in order to help curb inflation. This comes after a 0.25% increase in March. Supply chain issues, stimulus spending, and the war in Ukraine have fueled rising prices. Fewer jobs are on the labor market than analysts predicted. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News. The Ohio primaries are seeing a win for a Republican candidate supported by former President Donald Trump.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The name of the man who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle on stage is being released. TMZ reporting the attacker's name is Isaiah Lee. He's being held on $30,000 bail. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So you and I might be talking about the Russia-Ukraine war. I've been calling it a war because people are dying. There's equipment being used. There's strategy, albeit their strategy is, I don't know who's running the Russian army, but thank God, I'd rather they, you know, screw up and hopefully this ends soon. But Russia has not called it a war yet. They might be about to, though. So we're being told that they might be about to declare war on Ukraine. Now, they invaded Ukraine February 24th. Why isn't that called a war? Well, because when these entities want to, I guess, get that soundbite or get that, shall we say, you know, cement in history, they want the dramatics, they want the theatrics. And one way for Putin to have his theatrics, especially before he goes in for surgery for abdominal cancer, we're being told, is to declare war on May 9th. Now, May 9th is known as, quote-unquote, Victory Day inside Russia. That commemorates the country's defeat of the Nazis in 1945. So May 9th is a big day in Russia. According to CNN, they have this big military parade in Moscow. Russian leaders traditionally stand on the tomb of Vladimir Lenin in Red Square. They observe it. May 9th is designed to show off to the home crowd, to intimidate the opposition, and to please the dictator of the time. That's according to James Anixi, director of the Russian Eurasia Program at Chatham House, and that's what he had told CNN. They say Western officials have long believed that Putin would leverage this symbolic significance of propaganda and the value of the day to announce either a military achievement in Ukraine, a major escalation of hostilities, or both. And so we believe Russia had wanted to overtake Ukraine by May 9th. They can't do that. They are being held at bay. Ukraine fighters have the passion, the stamina. They also have the help of multiple countries and their aid. And so Russia will not have Ukraine by May 9th. The problem with it is they're going to want something for that big celebration. So we think, rather than them using this term, this is a special military operation, right, to save the Ukrainians from the Nazis or whatever the hell they're talking about, which makes no sense to me, we believe they are going to declare war on Ukraine formally and then step up the campaign. They say Putin has many options on the table, according to Oleg Ignatov, senior analyst for Russia at Crisis Group. Declaring war is, quote, the toughest scenario. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has not formally declared war on Russia, imposed martial law on Ukraine when the Russia invasion began late February. Another option is for Putin to enact Russia's mobilization law, which can be used to start a general or partial military mobilization. In cases of aggression against the Russian Federation or direct threat of aggression, the outbreak of armed conflicts directed against the Russian Federation. So now they could basically, you know, draft, which I think they've already been doing, and put the country's economy on a war footing. So there's been, military vehicles, parade rehearsals, things like that, almost looking like what we see Kim Jong-un do, North Korea. Now, Russian forces have lost 15,000 soldiers since the beginning of the war. And they are going to need reinforcements. But we don't know what help they're getting from Syria, from Belarus, from China. Unclear. They say mobilization can mean extending conscription or the draft for soldiers currently in the armed forces, calling on reservists, or bringing in men of fighting age who have had military training. But it's risky. It's going to change the whole Kremlin narrative, they say. It's also going to damage their economy even more. It can also diminish support for Putin at home. People don't like drafts. People don't want a war. So, you know, not sure. I mean, they might just end the territories that they have been able to take control over. They might just lie. Now, you know, they're going to probably say, look at all these victories we have. But one thing about Putin is he doesn't want to be embarrassed. And he also has no problem doubling down. Our concerns is he going to set off a nuke? Is he going to do something stupid? He could. If this guy has cancer, if this guy's health is failing, and he wants to go down as being a Lenin or a Stalin, he might do the dramatics and try to get as fast a win as possible. It's a very scary time, very unstable. In the meantime, there's been a lot of back and forth on what's happening with the fuel. Russian oil was with a price you had to pay in rubles and not euros. So some European countries just, you know, gave Russia the middle finger, going, we don't need your oil, shove it up your Kremlin. But Hungary is not agreeing to the European Union's current proposed ban. According to CNN, Hungary will not get on board with the European Union's plan to ban Russian oil imports. because it's against Hungarian national energy security. They say the proposal on behalf of Brussels is suggesting that it should be done by the end of next year. The shortest period, we've been clear on that, our oil companies have been clear on that, is 3 to 5 years. That's according to Zoltán Kovács, spokesperson to Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. They say the very essence of decision-making in Europe is consensus. We maintain, and we've been telling Brussels and all the European states and on Hungary's behalf, it simply cannot be done as they require. So the European Union, and this is, you know, it looks like it's not that easy. We're like, all right, we'll shut off imports, you know, from Russia. Well, you know, even though we might have seen this coming, nobody saw this coming this quickly. And, you know, and here we are as dependent on China, and I don't really see us change a lot of that dependency, you know, to make us as independent as we need. But Europe is very dependent on Russia for food, for oil. And so making this switch can't be done like a light switch. And Hungary is not trying to side with Russia. They're saying, look, we just can't. And so with Russia doing this war, Russia knows. Russia knows that people still rely on them. That's why there's been all this kitten gloving, where no one's going to war with Russia, no one's going into the airspace and protecting Ukraine like they need to, because they still rely on them. They say the European Union is proposing to ban all oil imports from Russia by the end of the year and remove the country's biggest bank, Sberbank, from the SWIFT international payments network. In a sign of possible discord among European member states following the announcement of proposals, Kovács tweeted that Hungary, who heavily depends on Russian oil imports, doesn't see how the oil embargo transition could be manageable. So they want to do all this by the end of the year. We're talking 7 months. Winter in Hungary, or winter in Europe, is cold. Hungary is landlocked. They have inherited a one-sided dependence on Russia after the fall of communism. And Europe did try to work with Russia. After the fall of the Soviet Union, these European countries want to show we're all fine. We're all, you know, Russia helped stop World War II, among other countries. So everybody thought everything was going to be copacetic. Until now. So it's tricky. And this instability, you know, if Europe can't be a united bloc and they can't, make Russia, shall we say, uncomfortable for what they did with Ukraine, and Russia still gets to do business because there's still so many dependent, then, you know, that's why with NATO it's been so, you know, slow in absorbing other countries. Because, it, you know, for a country in NATO to accept another country, they have to be ready to fight for them. Well, if these countries don't vote unanimously because they don't want to get in a war with Russia, who knows if Ukraine will be accepted to NATO? 1-877-DARTHELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there has been some debate if having a child's diet vegetarian, strictly vegetarian, could put them at risk. And, I mean, I don't think kids eat enough vegetables, but I'm very comfortable with vegetarian. Vegan, I get a little nervous that they may not get all the essential amino acids unless somebody does it right. But, you know, vegetarians can still get protein. But there was a study that said vegetarian children have similar levels of nutrition and growth as their meat-eating peers, but have nearly double the risk of being underweight, according to a study published May 2nd in the journal Pediatrics. Researchers, led by a team from St. Michael's Hospital of Unity Health Toronto, looked at data from nearly 9,000 Canadian children between 6 months and 8 years old, comparing their diets to their height, weight, and nutrition. They found that the 338 children who had followed vegetarian or vegan diets had similar heights, markers of growth, as children who ate meat. Contrary to the researchers' hypothesis, the vegetarians also had comparable levels of nutrients, like iron, vitamin D, like meat eaters, suggesting that vegetarian children were able to get enough in their diets without eating meat. But vegetarian children were nearly twice as likely as meat eaters to be underweight, based on body mass index or ratio of weight to height. Being underweight may indicate a higher risk of malnutrition or a lack of sufficient calories and nutrients necessary for proper growth. They said, however, more research is needed because other lifestyle variables, including physical activity, specific foods, and the diet could play a role. This is being reported by Insider. The results highlight that careful planning is important when considering how to meet children's nutritional needs on a vegetarian diet. This is according to Dr. Jonathan McGuire, lead author. So plant-based dietary patterns are recognized as healthy eating because you get your fruits, your vegetables, fiber, whole grains, and reduced saturated fat. In fact, they feel it to be the most appropriate. But, again, you know, what about the calories? So, you know, they do need to kind of look at the at why they're underweight. And if that underweight hurts them or helps them. So we have a big obesity crisis with kids. Our kids are just too overweight. And we have standards. And these standards, for the most part, we agree with. So if they're saying, you know, maybe this kid is underweight, but the scale is off or the standard's off, I can tell you right now, in terms of what I've seen, and I don't think they've had to do much changes, and it seems to be a very consistent, predictable, and a logical standard on when they would say someone's underweight. I mean, you start seeing the bone, you don't see enough fat production, it's obvious. You know, it's not like, oh my God, that person's too skinny. You know how, like, grandma's like, oh, you're too skinny. And, I mean, the person's curvy. You're like, ah, they're not skinny. You know, so these are standards. But, fascinatingly, I see kids gain right before puberty. My sons did that. They got heavy right before puberty. I did. I gained 30 pounds just in 1 year. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And if you are underweight, your body calories so it could make the sex hormones, because your body needs fat to make the sex hormones. Now, some kids that just don't have the fat, they might, you know, develop a little differently. And I also think in my family, we're very curvy. So my genetics are, okay, we need to, you know, absorb up calories, whereas others who have very modest figures, they don't go through that big weight gain. But, you know, we see these kids get this huge growth spurt and they get very skinny and tall and, you know, but, you know, I tell parents that there's that little bit of weight gain before puberty, a little bit. That's not horribly dangerous because as long as they go through puberty properly and then they grow tall, we will see that change. We'll see that, you know, slim up. I have seen girls with anorexia. Tell as an adult if they were anorexic because their breast size is a little off for their body composition. And I would ask them, you know, were you dieting very heavy or not consuming a lot of calories, you know, in middle school and high school? And 99.99% they go, yeah, you know, I suffered from anorexia back then. Or I, you know, so you could tell sometimes if the pubertal axes were manipulated indirectly by extreme dieting because the body didn't have the fat to produce the sex hormones and then some of their development changed. But, you know, they're, you know, so, you know, a vegetarian diet, a good one, does include healthy fats. So, you know, there's a small study from 2021. They said the vegetarian children who ate more processed plant-based foods had elevated levels of cholesterol and blood sugar. They also tended to eat fewer foods like vegetables, fruits, nuts, and whole grains, missing out on important vitamins and nutrients like fiber. So not all vegetarian diets are equal. So when you do choose to be vegetarian, is it the rich in vegetables and whole grains and beans and nuts and fruit, that kind of stuff. But if you're throwing in a bunch of processed food, say, well, it's vegan, or we're going to buy the green burger from the fast food joint, you know, that could be an issue. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. I am dying to see what happens with Starbucks purchases as we're going into this inflation. And it's interesting. Starbucks employees are getting new benefits. Apparently their sales have been up, but it sounds like they are having some money issues because they're spending more on their employees. Howard Schultz, returned to Starbucks as interim CEO, has announced new benefits, expanded training, improved sick leave, credit card tipping for some 240,000 Starbucks employees at more than 8,800 stores across the country. But if you're unionizing, you don't get that. They said, we do not have the same freedom to make these improvements at locations that have a union or where union organizing is underway. Now, Starbucks said all employees, including those at stores that are unionizing, would receive the wage hikes that were first announced last October. On August 1, employees will either get a 3% raise or $15 an hour, whichever is higher. And tenured hourly employees will get even bigger raises. So this announcement comes as more than 230 Starbucks stores have filed petitions for union elections, and about 50 stores have voted to join the National Union Workers United since December. This is one of the most significant union drives in America. Now, the interim CEO hinted that Starbucks might move to exclude unionized stores from new benefits, and he had learned that Starbucks is not permitted by law to offer new benefits to a store that voted for a union while they're in collective bargaining process. So people think that that might be unfair, et cetera. But I bring this up because I think prices are going up. I don't buy coffee, so I don't buy, you know, Starbucks. But my guess is that's going to, you know, if as benefits rise and as workers are getting paid more, things are going to cost more. You know, Amazon is going through some changes. Amazon has had to shut down a bunch of multiple Whole Foods stores. Now, Whole Foods is a fantastic store. To me, it's just too expensive. I walk into a Whole Foods once a year, if that, because it's more expensive. I spend more money. So stores located in Montgomery, Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, Inglewood, DePaul neighborhoods in Chicago, Illinois, Brookline, Massachusetts are going to be closing. So they have organic foods, they have a lot of good healthy foods, but it's expensive. 1-877-DOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.